countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal, bringing 295,000 readers the latest farming news and the best of rural Ireland weekly.
Normally at this time of year, Teagasc arrange seminars across the country on the subject of transferring the family farm. And for families planning for the next generation, it can be a very useful event. But this year, because of COVID-19, they're holding an online event on Tuesday night. Gordon Peppard from Teagasc joins me to tell me more. Good morning to you, Gordon.
Good morning, John.
Thanks very much for joining us. Tell me what usually happens at one of these events.
Yes, so I suppose for the last 6 or 7 years, John, Teagasc would have run transferring the family farm workshops around the country. And at those events, we would invite in family farms and we would typically hold them in a hotel where we would have, have a speaker on the whole area of the family farm. And then around the edges of the hotel room, we would have booths where we would typically have solicitors, accountants, tax advisors, collaborative farming specialists, farm mediators, citizens information, and a whole range of other people involved in the transferring of the farm. And at the event, the family farms would have an opportunity.
Okay, I'm sorry, Gordon, we are having a problem with your line there. I'm wondering if we can do any better on that. But maybe we'll come back in a few moments. On that, I want to go back to Teagasc and their seminar on transferring the family farm. It usually takes place in regional centres around the country. Obviously, things have changed this year, but they are organising an online event for Tuesday evening. And Gordon Peppard is back with me. Gordon, tell me, so what's going to happen on Tuesday evening, please?
Yes, John. So this Tuesday night, I suppose in line with many other events this year, we've moved online due to the COVID pandemic. So Tuesday night, the 17th of November at 7:30, we're having a Transferring the Family Farm webinar online. In order to attend that webinar, you just need to go on to the Teagasc website and register online with your name and email address. On the night, the event will be chaired by Fintan Phelan, our Head of Farm Management and Rural Development. We will have three presentations then from James MacDonald, our financial management specialist. And James will give us tips on how to plan a successful succession plan. Kevin Connolly will look at the main taxations involved in transferring the farm. And myself, Gordon Peppard, will look at the collaborative farming arrangements that are available as well.
And Gordon, I know these are sensitive subjects sometimes. Land and farming, it's an emotional issue. And sometimes people put off the conversation. You would encourage people, have the conversation. Start talking about it sooner.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, it can often be a very difficult conversation to start, John. But I think once you start early, talk often and involve everyone in it, it's essential to formulate a good succession plan. It's nothing worse than having to rush this decision, and if this can be planned and talked out throughout a number of days and weeks and even months and into years, we see that it leads to a much more better outcome in terms of the farm succession plan, and everybody is involved in the discussion.
And you mentioned collaborative farming, partnerships, your area of specialty. But I suppose from a financial point of view, you're telling farmers and their sons or daughters, indeed, that they need to start this sooner. But they don't necessarily have to hand over the reins completely. Is that the idea of partnership and collaborative approach?
Yeah, absolutely. I would meet a lot of farmers who are maybe early 50s. They have a son or daughter who's ready to come home, has done their education, has maybe done a bit of travel. The farmer that's 50, early 50s, is still a young person. They have a long road ahead. They maybe have a lot of commitments in terms of mortgages. They have to maybe educate more family members, a lot of bills to pay with universities. So a collaborative farming arrangement, often in the form of a registered farm partnership, fits in very well in that they both come together to farm as a business unit.
Briefly, Gordon, I know there may be personal questions people want to ask. This is happening online, obviously, on Tuesday evening. There's a web address you can send your questions to about your farm or your family.
Yes, so we have set up a dedicated email address, succession@teagasc.ie. Anyone can send in their queries or questions there. They will be dealt with in a confidential manner, owing to the subject.
Very good.
Also on the night, there will be a chat function where you can put in your questions and answers. And I'll also maybe just direct you to some booklets on our website. There's a guideline to transferring the family farm and a farm succession and transfer guide, along with the collaborative farming booklets as well.
Thanks very much, Gordon. The webinar is on Tuesday night, 7:30. You can register to take part and find out those details and those booklets, as he mentioned, on chagask.ie.